Your mom and conventional wisdom might tell you that a dark room, calm and quiet are all requirements for a healthy rest. But moms and conventional wisdom are sometimes wrong. So Michael Grandner and his team are studying how and why people sleep in the real world.
We have work and home demands and environmental noise and other things we can't always control. And so what do we do in those situations? How do we know which ones of those are more related to actual sleep or less related?
The researchers have gathered information on Philly neighborhoods, including data on poverty, crime statistics, traffic, and noise. They're also asking residents from across the city to share information on their sleep habits and habitats. 29-year-old Holly Barilla joined this study. She lives across from a noisy bar in the Art Museum District, but she's also an active athlete and says most nights she sleeps just fine.
You know, I never really gave it a thought until as I'm going through some of these questions, you know, do you sleep alone? Do you sleep with a pet? Are there kids in your house, your surroundings? You know, is it really light in the room? Is it really dark in the room?
The study is just beginning, but the researchers plan to map their findings. Grandner says eventually he may be able to say which Philly neighborhoods offer the soundest sleep. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.